Blog Talk Radio.
God is not mammon. It's sad to say, but there is no room for poor people in the body of Christ, and money is king. Money is so powerful that God is no longer a factor in the modern-day church. As a matter of fact, God stopped showing up in the church about 2,000 years ago. Today, I like that. I like that. And mammon is money, and money is the currency of Satan. So God is faith, and faith is the currency in the kingdom. Today, on Pathways to Truth Radio, God is not mammon. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's been a few weeks, but we're back. We're refreshed. We had a couple of vacations, and every quarter we got to take a little break to see what the Lord God has to say to us. And we're back today with God is Not Mammon on Pathway to Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger. Joining me on the wheels of steel, Brother Frank Billions. Brother Frank, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there today.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good to hear your voice, Brother Nick, man. Ready to rock and roll, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a beautiful sunny day in the Carolinas. The word of God says in 1 Timothy 4:1-3, he says, now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciousness are seared, who forbid marriage and required abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Wow.
Wow.
We're going to open with a bang today. He said the Spirit expressly says that these times he's talking about right now, that many will depart from the faith, devoting themselves to deceitful spirits. We want to make the declaration today that mammon is a spirit. Mammon is a spirit. It is more than money. It is translated into Greek and Chaldean and other languages as wealth and money and material possessions and lust and excess and gluttony, greed, and dishonest worldly gains. But in the deep revelation, the Spirit of Truth says that mammon is a spirit, a prevailing spirit of darkness seeking to steal, kill, and destroy the faith of the children of God. How's that, Brother Frank?
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah, man, without a doubt. You know, I mean, that's right on point right there, man. So we're going to deal with this spirit of mammon, man, because I just realized and feel in my spirit, man, that most people are just doing things because the world do it.
Right.
And they see everybody else do it, so it's easy for mammon in order to follow the ways of mammon, man. So hopefully, man, we can deal with this spirit today, man, and see if we can open somebody's eyes up, man, that to be able to look deeper into God's word and to seek after the kingdom of God instead of the kingdom of mammon.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So you're right on point, man.
The looking at this subject the last couple of weeks, this is what I learned in preparation for the teaching today. we have received the revelation that that each one of the seven deadly sins is a spirit, and they work in concert with one another. Now, you're not going to hear this teaching a lot in a lot of your your churches because, number one, they don't really know this stuff. Because if they did teach you this, this would create a lot of questions.
Yeah.
See, the one thing about truth, the one thing I learned about the revelation of truth, brother, is that it forces the individual on the receiving end or on the hearing to begin to ask questions.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Larry Washington is my father? Why didn't you? Okay, you got the revelation that Larry was your dad. The first thing you're going to say, why didn't you tell me? How long did you know this? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, the revelation of the truth is going to precipitate questions. Okay, so now, the spirit of lust, okay, his name is Asmodeus, it's an old spirit, just like mammon. See, these spirits are not new.
No.
And by the way, they didn't just come up 2,000 years ago when Jesus was teaching about them on the Sermon on the Mount and so on and so forth. He was just giving his hearers or his listeners the revelation of who mammon was and what mammon would do to them if they didn't choose him over the material world or the love of God over the love of money or the love of the world. He was saying, this is what's going to happen to you. These spirits ain't going anywhere, but I have already defeated these spirits. If you follow me, you're not going to have any issues. Okay. One last thing, brother. I'm going to let you come in.
All right.
So listen. So you got spiritual activity, which is immersed in studying and reading and demonstrating God's word. And then you have, Brother Frank, non-spiritual activity will open the floodgates for these demons to infiltrate the hearts and minds of unsuspecting Christians, and it lays the foundation for the construction or manufacturing of idols and their images in their lives. Okay, so obedience opens the door to the destruction of these idols or these spirits, okay? And mammon has tempted the people to walk in carnality, and that giving money to God as a tithe or offering somehow makes them worthy of his favor and blessings. How about that?
Wow.
I'm going to stop right there. I don't want to go too far. I'm going to stop right there.
That's a mouthful. That's a mouthful right there. I want to go back to a point that you made about what Christ Jesus was saying, man, that, you know, these spirits are not going anywhere. And
yeah,
Christ wants us to know that he made a way of escape for us and to keep us in our right mind and not go with a worldly mindset, instead of seeking after a kingdom mindset. But the issue is, as we know, Nick, the majority of the people on the planet chooses mammon way of doing things over God's way of doing things.
Yes.
See, Jesus, he died for us, period. So
yeah.
What he did was he gave us the right to the tree of life, man, and so we can walk after the spirit and walk after life and peace.
Mm-hmm.
But daily, man, because we don't meditate God's word, we reject what Jesus did. We really don't even think about it. Look, man. The mammon has the world so in a rhythm with how he does things and how he keeps our mindset off the kingdom of God that we don't even think about it, man. You know, so we just do stuff because the world lays it out and you just flow with how the world do things. Nobody want to go against the grain, man.
Right.
Well, we're gonna talk about that, man. Because see, and God word says that for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Okay. Mammon, now that's God's word. He's saying for the love of money is the root of all evil. Mammon's word is, his word says, no money is the root of all evil. See, okay, Mammon got you so focused on the money that evil comes about in your heart when you don't have any. So
yeah.
You got to find out twisted ways in order to try to manipulate things and people on how you can get money or rob and steal. You know what I mean? You'll do almost anything.
Exactly.
Because you're focusing on Mammon's way of doing things instead of the God's way of doing things. Okay. Mammon means greed. See, Mammon wants the world greedy for the money. He had our mindset so fixed on, I got to have the money. Well, because Jesus died and because I know that Mammon's way of doing things and the love of money caused sorrow, but Jesus died so we can have a right back to the tree of life, so I don't feel sorry for the poor in spirit.
Mm.
See, Jesus died for us.
Right.
The problem is, it's the poor in spirit. See, we're rich with the spirit of the world, but we're poor with the spirit of the kingdom.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be the opposite. So the world worked you instead of you working the world. See, I had to get to the point in my personal life where I had to rule and reign over the system. I had to work the system. I didn't let the system work me because initially the system was working me. But once I came out the system, I started working the system instead of the system working me. And Mammon, he doesn't like that.
No. No.
That's because, see, he lost me when I graduated from church school.
Yeah.
Because, see, he got the church wrapped around his finger. The world has always used the religious folks and the word twisted to keep them in just enough.
Yeah. Or lack.
So listen, man. The world has always done that, man. Use pastors and preachers and black magic and white magic in order to keep the people in lack, man, and poor in spirit. Go ahead, man.
The Ephesians 4:19 talks about the spirit of greed, and he says, Paul says that excessive or reprehensible acquisitiveness, which is basically having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You just got finished saying that
yeah.
The one thing about Mammon, the word is called insatiable, which means
uh-huh.
It can never be satisfied. It is continually hanging a carrot in front of a donkey, right out of reach. so that the donkey is forced to focus on the carrot, blind to everything else. the dangling that carrot in front of the donkey, the donkey is not even conscious of how far he's pulling this carriage full of rocks. He's not conscious of the terrain he's traveling across. He's blind to the things on either side of him, or in front of him, or behind him. The only thing he's focused on is the thing that he wants. See, Brother Frank, the spirit showed me earlier that all of these spirits, these demons, they all work in concert with one another. You just said that an individual in the pursuit of mammon, okay, will evil will come in, evil thoughts will come in where they begin to think about different ways they can get more money or more possessions, right? So that means they don't want to work for it. That means a lazy spirit of Belphegor, which is sloth, he comes in.
Yes.
Then if he sees somebody with something else he don't have, he's envious. So that's the Leviathan spirit. Okay. So he wants more. We just said he can't be satisfied. That's Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm.
So if he don't have something, somebody else, his pride is hurt. That's Lucifer. He's angry because he don't have something. That's Satan, and he wants.
Yeah.
He's getting fat off the world. That's Beelzebub. That's gluttony.
Yeah.
I say it again, Brother Frank. They all work together.
Without a doubt, man.
Go ahead.
Without a doubt. So Christ is saying, that's good, man. Christ is saying that by you coveting mammon, you have erred from the faith.
Yes.
So he said that, and you pierced through with many sorrows. So see, God wants us to have life and have life more abundantly, man. He wants us to have life and peace. So with that, that's the kingdom way of doing things. So when you're walking in sorrow because mammon is not satisfied until you are trapped in an indebted situation, then he can move on to the next person. He's not worried about you no more because you're in an indebted situation and he got your mind set on you need the money to get out. You don't need faith. So you're trying to figure out how to come out of debt by gaining money, and you don't need money to come out of debt. All right, but we're not going to get into all that. Okay, sorrow, right, is a trick of the enemy. That means that, see, sorrow needs a deaf and dumb spirit operating in the atmosphere to trick folks, because sorrow can trick dumb and deaf folks spiritually. What I mean by that is you're not listening out for the Holy Spirit, how he can lead, guide, and direct you. You're trying to figure out how to do it the world's way instead of God's way. And so because you done tuned the Holy Spirit out, you can't operate by the Spirit, so you have a deaf and dumb spirit because you done tuned up the Holy Ghost. You can't hear him. So in order for you to be able to hear the Holy Ghost, the deaf and dumb spirit got to be cast out of you. Christ did that in the Bible with a guy. He cast out the deaf and dumb spirit. So sorrow loves to tell folks about their problems. But sorrow hates advice, and sorrow hates instruction. Sorrow just wants you to meet their needs. I made some bad choice. I made a bad situation, and I can't figure my way out, so I'm going to need for you to help me out, you know, to get me out of this situation because I'm sad now because, you know, I feel burdened down with the situation that I've gotten myself into. See, Nick, mammon, just like God had parents, mammon has parents. man, there are godly parents and there are worldly parents. And so Mammon's parents, they love feeding off of their needy kids. See, Mammon has gotten the parents' mindset so on sorrow that the parents will reject knowledge from God, and the parents will reject instruction from God, because Mammon have his parents loving neediness. Well, that's against the kingdom of God, though. God, in the kingdom of God, we know as believers, God is our source, period. He's our source.
Yep.
You listen, man, once your kid come of age, you turn them over to God. God's the source. Say, hey, man, use God. God is your source. He'll give you revelation and understanding on things and get you out of a situation that you would have never thought you could do. But you don't want to do that because you're lazy and slothful, like Nick said, and you're going through this greediness and this gluttony, and Mammon got you so tied up with the thought of money that you forget that God's parents, because you don't study God's word, they focus on righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Their mindset are kind of focused on those type of things, so especially with righteousness. See, most righteous children, okay, check this out, Nick. Most righteous children are raised by unrighteous parents. See, God uses unrighteousness for our good. He allows us to experience and see unrighteousness so we won't go down the same path of unrighteousness. He will use unrighteousness to help us to seek after the kingdom of God, because we can see, man, that ain't right, man, that's wrong. That just naturally put in our spirit right and wrong, yay and nay. So he can put unrighteous parents in our way. Like, say, let's just say you grow up and you see your parents always in debt, man. They always trying to get loans, always, everything they do, they have to get a loan, man. They hardly ever have any, they working now, they working folks, man. They hardly ever have any money to do extra stuff with the kids. They just stay in an indebted situation, man, for the most of their life, man. Most people, all of their lives. So God uses those things to show unrighteousness to his righteous kids. So we grew up in it, so we won't repeat the same thing. But you have to be seeking after the things of God. And then you are identified, then you can walk in peace, life in peace. There's a lot of stuff that I've seen people do or parents do I have learned from that I wouldn't dare do them, man. I know what that path leads to. Listen, man, we know parents that don't work all their lives, man, never own their home.
Yep.
I mean, grandma is still making a mortgage payment, man. Grandma's still making car payments. That's a shame. That's a mockery to the kingdom of God, man. You have been on this planet 70 years, man. That's disgraceful, man, to the believer, man.
Wow.
God is not mammon. Bro, God is not mammon.
So what you're talking about now is the result of disobedience.
Yes, sir.
What you just described to our listeners is the result of disobedience by alienating yourself and intentionally ignoring or resisting God's word. So,
yes,
from my perspective, I often see that this blatant disobedience to God's word creates emotional wounds in the heart, mind, body, and soul of Christians. And it opens them up to these seducing spirits we're talking about today. So these seven spirits we talked about, they are seductive spirits. They are seducing. Mm-hmm. They are appealing to all your sensuality. Their focus is on your emotional feelings, be it, as you referred to earlier, sorrow or envy or lust or greed or envy or pride or wrath. So here it is. Rebellion is a spirit.
Yes.
And so this is witchcraft and sorcery. And this is explicit defiance of God's will. Carnal states of mind. These places Christians under siege while sleeping. Oh my God, that's a whole nother that's a whole nother show right there. While you're sleeping, both while you're awake and while you're in sleep, because there's a whole lot of folks sleep while they're awake. Again,
yeah.
That's a whole nother story. Then there's. So you got rebellion, you got carnality. This is a biggie right here, Brother Frank. I'm talking about the results of disobedience now. Unforgiveness.
Yes. Oh.
Unforgiveness cuts the individual off completely from God's grace, peace, and protection. That's not my words. That's what the Word of God says. And then lastly, bitterness. So you got rebellion, carnality, unforgiveness, and bitterness. And bitterness, again, severs the ties of God's peace, forgiveness, love, and gives access to demons to invade your physical body, mind, and soul. So what we're talking about today, everybody, is a spiritual world that exists right here in our midst. Frank said earlier that the deaf and dumb spirit that the deaf and dumb spirit attunes out the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
This is intentional, so therefore, it's disobedience. This is why your life is in the sad state that it's in.
Oh man, Nick, man. Okay, listen, man. What we're talking about, people, is that God is not mammon. See, the Word of God says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, or money. You have to make a choice. See, in
yes.
this life, God do not deal with two faces. You got to choose sides to run this race.
Yeah.
See, when you dealing with indecision, God and mammon, both of either side could put one to your dome because they don't know what side you on. See, God do not deal with that stuff. God say you either gonna be on my side or you gonna be on the other side. You got to be all the way on God's side. You can't be straddling the fence with it. See, folks think that they can straddle the fence with unrighteousness and righteousness. There's no straddling the fence with that. So what mammon does, I'm telling you, mammon has worldly parents like God has kingdom parents. Okay, they are parents that are kingdom-minded. They are parents that are worldly-minded. So mammon can get you so strung out on the money and so money conscious that he will have unrighteousness care of unrighteous kids in the presence of righteousness. Okay. See, unrighteousness, Mammon has taught the unrighteous folks to twist the scriptures and use it for their good and for their gain on religious folks. See, religious folks, Christians, they, you know, they'll fall for the poor me attitude. See, I used to fall for the poor me attitude because the church raised me up like that. But I had to get delivered from that. Because I understand that there was a spirit, you know what I mean? So when God revealed to me that this is a spirit that's manipulating you, I came from underneath that. I see that crystal clear now. So unrighteousness, what it does to manipulate you is only thing it has to do is let it request be known. See, unrighteousness will let their request be known. They'll put it in the atmosphere of religious folks, and religious folks love to meet the need of unrighteous folks because the world loves their own. Unrighteousness will take care of unrighteousness. Like for an example, okay, I know I'm saying a lot, and I'm speaking in tongues here. I'm going to break it down so the carnal people can understand what I'm saying. Okay, unrighteousness do not like helping righteousness. But don't worry, because righteousness do not like helping unrighteousness. Okay, let me put it in layman's terms. Okay, if you have some parents that you plainly see taking care of slothful, ungrateful, unruly, indecision children, bad choices, indebtedness, sorrowfulness, if you see parents taking care of them kids constantly, the parents are unrighteous.
Right.
See, righteous parents won't do that. The kingdom of God will not allow believers to do that. Because to God, that's throwing away the legacy and the inheritance. That's throwing that away. They're just throwing that down the drain. That's against the kingdom of God, bro.
Yes, sir.
Bro, parents love to do that, though. Listen, bro, the majority of the parents on the planet do that. Most parents never sow into or give to the righteous children, none of them. They love giving to the deadbeats.
That's it. That's the spirit of disobedience that we've been talking about here, because that is the spirit will rest upon and seduce the parents.
Yes, sir.
Because the okay, let me make this plain. The unrighteous children are actually their children.
Yes, sir.
And they are manipulating the parents to take care of their children.
That's it.
Okay, I don't know if I went too fast. The unrighteous kids are the offspring of Mammon.
Yes.
Okay. So Mammon is seducing the parents of these unrighteous kids to take care of Mammon's kids.
That's it.
This is the deception. This is the deception that we're talking about. This is how crafty and sneaky and wicked these spirits are. See, the parents, because they are unrighteous themselves, do not understand what they're doing.
Right.
They think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting you say that. We have witnessed this for many years because of our prison outreach.
Yep, sir.
How the unrighteous parents will fight the prison systems for their kids who have committed every manner of evil to get them an extra cracker at the canteen or
yes, sir.
Listen, we tell you what we know. We've seen this with our own two eyes.
A mother will tear that place up, boy, to get that child one more cracker down there in that system, man.
Wait a minute. Ma'am, your son has slaughtered several people.
Yes.
Has committed every crime on the planet, and you're actually sitting here in the warden's office jumping up and down because he needs an extra.
Man, come on.
Cussing up. They got to call security on her to get her out of there.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
So let me say this, man. That is exactly why Christ, listen, man, okay, spiritually, you got to see and you got to hear what I'm saying. Okay, Christ, that's why he says, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my brother? Look, those who do the will of the righteous father, man, that's my mother, my brother, and my father.
Yeah. That's it. Frank, look here, man. I know you're about ready to buzz.
Go ahead.
These spirits, they're working. I'm going to keep saying this. I want you to, if you don't get nothing else, get this. These spirits work in tandem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They are a team. Don't get it twisted. Listen, they despise one another, but they are still a team. They are a team when they hate each other in the spirit realm. But when it comes to you, they're going to work together. They're going to set aside their differences to corrupt Frank or Fuego or Cedric or Olivia or Tiff. They're going to work. They said, look, we can't stand each other.
Yeah.
We all got the same selfish motives. But
yeah.
if we can corrupt that brother right there or that sister right there trying to live right for Christ, we're going to work together to tear them down. Can y'all see
brother,
that?
Bro, that's what Donald Trump going through right now.
That's exactly right.
That's the presidential race right there, man.
That's it right there.
I can't stand this dude, but I hate Hillary, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to work together somehow. We're going to have to work together not to make sure Hillary don't get in. Now, I don't like this dude, but...
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is carnality. See, carnality is the twin brother of mammon. How about that? It is. This is not his fraternal twin. This is his identical twin.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't really tell the two apart unless you are a family member.
That's right.
Okay, look. Because you know what? They said, only reason we can tell mammon and carnality apart, we got to put different clothes on them.
Yeah.
Because if we dress them up the same, nobody can tell them apart. You know the identical twins that go through college are the two boys that are dating different girls and playing those games. Or the identical twin sisters that do the same thing. The only way you can tell them apart is if you are the family, or if you put different clothes on them. Now watch this. So the carnal person. This is what I'm talking about. Is a fleshly lust, or this is an inherited trait. That wars against God. See, the carnal spirit wants to live without God's moral and spiritual restraint. He don't want to be told what to do. He's self-centered. I know I'm describing a lot of folks right now. The way a person understands this subject has much to do with the person's theology. And it has everything to do with our understanding of God, salvation, faith, love, hope, and so forth. So what am I saying? I'm saying that your physical flesh, your body in and of itself, is not sinful. but it is your carnal mind that corrupts your flesh. Listen, your body, you will lay in that bed all day. You were laying on that couch all day until your mind said, get up. Your body doesn't have the ability to do anything independent of your mind. It is your mind. Your mind steers your ship. Your heart is the navigator. Your will is the compass. Okay, what am I saying? The flesh will only do what the mind tells it to do.
Yes.
The flesh is taught to like certain sinful things by exposure and experimentation. Oh, my God. In other words, Brother Frank, this is called learned behavior.
Yes, sir.
There's too much. I know y'all was looking for a Mother's Day sermon today. And all of the moms getting one rose. yeah, not today. Okay. So we talking about mammon today, and we talking about all these little things that y'all do, that we all do, or that we all have done. Brother Frank said earlier that God has given us a way of escape from our carnality, our sinful behavior. He has given us a path to righteousness and decency and holiness, and that's through God's word, through meditating, studying, reading, and then demonstrating God's word. Okay. The parents have caused a whole generation of Christians to suffer because of their inability to discern the times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, I'm going to say this last thing. I know this is going to get you going right here. I'm going to stoke the fire. We have taught in the past. We love talking about the truth that will stimulate thought. The result of disobedience I just gave you a few minutes ago about rebellion, carnality, unforgiveness, and bitterness, and that the spirit of deception is the primary weapon in the kingdom of darkness. These demons know. I told you that they work together. I told you they're going to work. Even though they don't like each other, they'll work together to get you. And they know exactly what you like. So the spirit of Molech, okay, is alive and well in our ancestors. And they've created this a global spirit where citizens of all faiths and beliefs are sacrificing their children to these idols continually. You can read about the spirit of Molech in the Bible. The unsuspecting Christian, the weak-minded Christian, the carnal Christian is sacrificing their children to Molech.
Yes, sir.
Right now. That's
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes, sir.
See, I know that's brother, a mouthful right there.
Man, that's a big, big, big chunk, man. You tried to. I'm gonna go back, man, because I caught that Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I caught that Mother's Day thing. I caught. I want you to know that I didn't miss that. So I'm gonna chime right in on that right there, just to peel back for a minute.
All right.
Big brother Nick, man. We know that mammon is so against God the Father that he has conditioned folks to honor the women instead of the men, man, the fathers. He has conditioned the entire world because mammon is the lord of this world. He's the god of this world. He has conditioned our mindset, right, to focus more on the mother than the father. That's why Mother's Day comes before Father's Day. Okay, check this out. The Christians are pagans. they are sold out for the things of this world. They dare not go against the things of this world, man. All the holidays and everything they have set up, they have to honor every last one of them because Mammon has them sold out on the things of the world. They don't even think about the things of the kingdom, man. They just naturally do it, man. Everything the world do, man. I'm talking about Christian folks, man. They Christian light, you know what I'm saying? So I had to ask myself in my thought, who do you think it is that has the world saying Happy Mother's Day? Okay, God or Mammon? Okay, so, man, that was a question I was posing in my spirit, man. Now, Frank, who do you think, God or Mammon, which one of them got me saying Happy Mother's Day? Okay, why would God the Father have me giving money to a mother? Oh, brother, our women want us to please them with the things of this world by the help of mammon. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, man. Okay, man. It is from In the Kingdom of God. I know it is from obedience to blessing, not disobedience to blessing. In the kingdom of God, you can't be disobedient and think you're going to be blessed.
Right.
You listen, man, we constantly blessing disobedience. Or thinking we blessing it. We will reward disobedient kids, we'll reward them. That's ridiculous. We don't even think about what God thinks. See, you have to teach your children obedience and respect by obedience and respect. See, by my wife and I living out obedience and respect to the Father, that's how we teach our kids to be obedient and respectful to God the Father. You have to demonstrate that to them. My daughters, right, are eating from my wife and I suffering through the sacrificial offerings that me and my wife went through. My daughters are able to eat from the kingdom of God because of that. Brother, man, I teach my daughters that their mother and I, look, man, we started at ground zero. Look, it took faith, man. Look, it didn't take tithing. It didn't take me giving not one dime to the church, man. It took faith only. Okay. The reason why you pay tithe is because you serve a mammon. God only needs faith. God don't need no money. The preachers tell them that every Sunday just about. God needs your faith only. He don't need no money. Look, mammon wants you to serve him with the money because the money rules. Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
I, Big Brother Nick, man, and you have been through this process, you know, it's a believer's walk. God, through faith, taught me how to be happy with nothing.
Yeah.
Nick, I done seen you happy with nothing.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, sir.
And look, listen, Nick. And no help in sight.
Yep.
Bruh, bruh, God does not give you the spirit of fear, but mammon does. Mammon is so against the kingdom of God. This is how ruthless he is, Nick, and the rest of them spirits that you taught us about that work in tandem with it. These guys are so ruthless, man, that and they are so against the God the Father and the kingdom of God that mammon will leave his mark on the earth to dead parents and no inheritance.
Yep.
That's how bad that boy is, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
That right there, man. That's a lot right there.
Yeah. So, what a shame to spit in the face of righteousness and godliness. They say, if it was done to Jesus, though, who are we to talk? Well, Nick. Listen, Nick, I am the one to talk. Look, Christ, because I take it personal.
Yes, sir.
Christ paid the price for me to run the hell out of my mouth against ignorance and selfishness.
Absolutely.
Listen, man, I will continually talk against them,
man. Look, that is so – I'm still stuck on you talking about two dead parents and no inheritance.
Yes.
I don't want to speak by that because that is so critical because this is the reward. That's the reward of disobeying to God's word. The reward is death. With no legacy and no inheritance. See, the spirit of mammon will use you, and like the old Bill Withers song said, until he use you up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So he use you. You think you're working for your kids, but you're really working against your kids. The kid that's lazy and slothful and envious and prideful, destiny is death. The parent that continually resists God and God's word, two dead parents, no inheritance. They are high-fiving each other in the spirit realm, these seven spirits, saying, look, we got them. We tricked them all them years. They was thinking they was doing something, and they got nothing again. Wow. Okay. So. These idols, the carrot that I talked about earlier represent an idol. These idols are dangled in front of us, no matter what they are in the material world. I wrote a book called The Idol Factory.
Yes.
Who and what do you worship? And I talk about all of these different idols and stuff in the book that the Holy Spirit showed me. Okay. The one thing that we talked about, that we've been talking about here in this particular show today, are the idols and the demons and how they working in concert. Okay. The one thing I wanted to say, Brother Frank, in closing for me, is that you talk about the institutional church being under the spell and power and influence of mammon.
Mm-hmm.
The institutional church fell right into idolatry because of its love for money. And it's too hard to hear that your church is demon possessed. The Holy Spirit told me this. He said, when you lose your pride, you gain your spiritual freedom. When you lose your pride, you gain your spiritual freedom. One last time, when you lose your pride, you gain your spiritual freedom.
What a revelation.
That's what all I got today. You can go ahead and bring us on home.
Wisdom is good with an inheritance. That's the word of God. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. And by it, there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Okay. Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. Don't say the good old days. I remember the good old days, or I like the good old days. With that, that's not wise counsel, because the word of God says that the former days are never better than the days that are now. See, God is a present God. God never wants you reaching back into your past to try to pull something up to your present to continue on to your future. No, yesterday is gone to God. He's a present help. Mammon is the one that have you looking back. Mammon did this. Mammon counsels the devils to be happy with what they have and to create a home for themselves in hell. Look, man, Mammon had the Christians building homes for themselves and being content in themselves and being happy with the things that they think they have achieved on the earth by saving a little bit of money that they have, bro. And have them happy with what they have done. Mammon teach the devils that.
Yeah.
How in the world the folks saying they Christians and they are learning and doing the same things that Mammon is teaching the devils in hell? He tells them, dude, man, just create you a comfortable place in hell and be happy with that. Folks are happy with nothing, Nick.
Yeah.
God gave us this whole world, man. God is our source. Everything we have is because of God, man. Nothing I can do. But we have allowed Mammon, his spirit, to reward unrighteousness so he can continue on with an unrighteous generation. Listen, man, you have parents still taking care of old kids and their kids through unrighteousness. So that means that three generations are lost. Oh, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Hey, we really appreciate the, our participation of our family today. It's been an awesome show. Brother Frank, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time that you took to kind of get into the revelation of what God had given you today. And I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in again. Be sure to tune in next week, Pathways to Truth Radio.
we're going to be talking about adversity as the key element of faith. Adversity as the key element of faith. I hope you have an awesome week in the Lord. Read your word, read it slow. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Peace and blessings.